KX93.5 Laguna Zone FM radio station. And, you know, we're embedded in the community here and we like to be part of it. So one of my favourite things is to have Caroline here every week, and she talks about non-profit organisations, charitable institutions and generally people who are doing good things in the community. It's Caroline's Cause Corner coming up right now.
Supporting local Laguna Beach non-profits, welcome to Caroline's Cause Corner. KX93.5.
Good morning. Hi, everybody. Jason, good morning.
Morning.
Thanks for that
morning,
great
hi.
Intro. Wow, that was really nice.
Do you know what? As I was saying it, I was like, I don't know how I'm doing this.
Wow, that was awesome.
I didn't stumble once, did I?
No, you didn't.
Do you know what? I think I'm going to use
that's
that.
Because you were telling the truth. It was coming from your heart and integrity. That's it.
Is that what it was?
That's it.
I was being authentic.
That's right.
Could be. Well, I'm going to post it on Facebook. See, Mum, I can do it.
I love it. Well, good morning, everybody. Hello, listeners. I have very special people here. I have Sean Smith, who is the executive director of SEMA, which is the Surf Industry Manufacturers Association, and my friend and my date from last Saturday night, Laura Buckle.
It's the best intro ever.
Yeah.
Like
we all attended the SEMA Waterman's Ball. They're a big fundraiser at the ranch here in Laguna Beach, and we are going to talk all about it. Good morning, Sean. Welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So
pleasure
happy
to, be here.
To hear, have you here. And Laura and I wanted to interrogate you on how, you know, talk about this awesome event that you had last weekend. And not interrogate you, but anyway.
Interrogation's fine.
No,
waterboarding.
No waterboarding.
Yeah.
I was going to say.
Yeah, no water.
No waterboarding near the equipment, if you don't mind.
Well, we know how we enjoyed it, so we want to know how you kind of enjoyed it and what the outcome was.
Well, it's a quite a complicated event in terms of putting it together. There's this Paul McCartney video of him in concert in New York and somewhere around 2001, 2002. Somebody described the load-in for his concert as a club sandwich layers. You got to bring it in layers and then bring it out in layers. And I think that's a perfect example of how that Waterman's Ball or Waterman's Weekend event goes. You just kind of build it like a club sandwich. So, I mean, as far as putting it together, it's a lot of work, bit stressful, new location, but could not have been happier with how it turned out. I mean, the ranch was just such a beautiful setting, and eating dinner under the stars, and the honorees were just so gracious, just such good human beings, and just a pleasure to honor somebody that's that grateful and that nice.
Yeah, we felt that definitely by all the people that spoke. I mean, it was really heartfelt. Before we get into the event, I would like for you to tell the listeners about SEMA and the history of the Waterman's Ball.
So SEMA itself is a trade organization, a trade association. We represent all of the surf brands around the country, so we're a U.S. organization. We are a nonprofit. The organization really exists to help the membership, all of our member brands, be stronger, be better at business, communicate a lot. We try and bring them together so that they're talking a lot. We tend to be a better industry if we share what's going on with each other, as opposed to try and go off in your own corner and fight it out. That weakens an industry, in our opinion, and it's worked well for us. So when it was formed back in 89, one of the first things that the group at the time, our board members at the time, decided is we want to make sure we're giving back as well, especially to the environment. The oceans, the beaches are, if the beaches are polluted, the waters, bacteria levels are too high and things are shut down. If kids don't understand where runoff goes, everything they do, whether they live in the mountains or right here at the beach, has an impact on the ocean. There will be no surfing. There won't be an industry. And it's not just out of, you know, commercial selfishness or capitalism. The industry, we're full of surfers. So, you know, it's very personal as well. So the whole idea with Waterman's Ball was let's raise as much money as we can. Let's give grants out to organizations that do that kind of work. And at the same time, can we honor some of the people in our industry that make surfing so special?
Yeah, you had, is it 13 or 16 charity or nonprofits that
there's
you
actually 18, believe
18
it or not. Yeah,
that you gave that event raised money for that you will then give those grants to, right?
That's correct. How, 18 different ones, and they vary from, I won't name them all because I don't have them all named by heart. I think I could probably get there, but it'll take the rest of your segment to recall all of that. But they do everything from surf break protection, cleanup, water quality, everything from, you know, bringing lawsuits to actually crawling up storm drains to prove that there's runoff, to educational programming to try and make sure the next generation understands these issues.
Excellent. End-to-end coverage of the issues in industry. I think that's great. I know Surfrider Foundation is one of your beneficiaries.
They sure are.
And I'm actually heading out today to go to the National Surfrider National event out in Montauk.
Oh, that's
great.
Which will
be this Saturday. And big shout out to Andy, who's hopefully listening, who's the head of the Eastern Long Island chapter of Surfrider. So
hang on, and I'm not your date for that? What's this?
Laura.
You dumped me?
She's now the
noon.
Big star. She's been invited to all the big gigs. It's over now.
Next time.
Okay.
So let's go to the event, and let's talk about this beautiful event that was at the ranch and the honorees. Because the honorees were amazing.
Oh, they were. I'm going to say thank you. Like I had something to do with that. But we're thrilled that you enjoyed the honorees. They were fantastic. So the event itself was set up at the ranch. The whole patio area was set up in the practice putting green. We turned into a silent auction. There were 270 silent auction items.
Yeah, I'm well aware of that.
Yay.
Right, Laura?
How many stickers did you put out there?
I look at Laura and go, if I get all of these, I don't know if I can afford it.
Yeah, we were a little worried
at
one point.
I saw Chad from Surfrider, and I had my sticker on my thumb, and I'm like, I'm teed up. Like, just so I could throw those stickers down. Yeah, it was an amazing silent auction assortment of stuff that you had there. Amazing.
And it was great that there was something for everybody there as well. From, you know, the silent auction leading up to the big auction stuff, it was good that you kind of got affordable.
That's right. Well,
to crazy.
Exactly.
It was great.
Because the audience that's there, I would say probably 80% of it are the surf industry brand. So the guys that are in charge of the checkbook will write the check for the table and have a table of 10, their whole crew. But there's guys like me there that, you know, we're not making, you know, $500,000 a year, so I can't afford to buy a trip to Baldface to go skiing for $12,000 or whatever went in live auction. But there's a cool piece of art up on the art wall for $500, and they feel like they're doing their part and getting something pretty cool. So the live auction's a lot of fun. So, you know, art walls, surfboards, trips, stuffed animals. You want to bring something home to your kid.
Handboards. I
mean, exactly, handboards, which is out in my car. I have to bring them to you for your son.
My son won that.
Yay.
So, So that during that time, everybody's drinking. We've got music going. Nick from Common Sense was doing background music, playing live ukulele.
Right,
and,
that was cool.
His guitar player, which was phenomenal. And then when that closed down, everybody made their way down the lawn onto the ninth fairway, where we had tables set up and lights and candles, and it was a dinner under the stars and a stage where the honorees got up to do their thing.
It was beautiful. I have pictures on the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page if you want to see some of the lovely decor and just cool people. It was really great. But I do want you to just mention real quickly the honorees and who they are and why they were honored.
So we do three honorees each year. Again, the way to fundraise is to bring good people in and have people want to hear them speak and talk about what makes them special in our industry and in our world. So this year, so our honorees each year are Waterman of the Year. That's usually somebody having to do with surfing that has used surfing to help move the industry and the sport and the culture forward. An Environmentalist of the Year, kind of speaks for itself, and then a Lifetime Achievement Award. So this year, our Waterman of the Year was three-time world champ Mick Fanning, who has just been an inspiration to a lot of people. Right before the Pipe Masters event in December of 2015, his brother passed away suddenly, unexpectedly, literally right before his heat. And he went out and surfed anyway, and surfed an inspired heat and won that heat. He was also the one that was attacked by the shark at Jay Bay last year and fought that shark off in the finals at Jay Bay.
Yeah.
And then came back this year at Jay Bay and won, which was amazing to put that behind him. Then our Environmentalist of the Year is Ramon Navarro, who's a big wave surfer from Chile. And he has been working for years to protect basically his home break of Punta Los Lobos in Chile. And it was somebody was going to come in and develop it. And he just gathered all this steam and all this help from groups like Surfriders, Save the Waves Foundation, Marisla Foundation, to protect that as a land trust, and has done that. Amazing.
And there's a movie, a documentary on his story, right? Called The Fisherman's Son.
The Fisherman's Son, mm-hmm. Correct. And if anyone wants to see it, it's great. The Malloy brothers, who surf for Patagonia, made the movie. It's a great documentary. It's really moving. I mean, Ramon, he's the son of a fisherman. Hence the title of the movie. And grew up just a poor fishing family, and has gone on to become this big wave legend and an absolute sweetheart of a man. He's a great human
lovely
being.
Guy.
I know, really nice. And then the Lifetime Achievement Award went to
Simon Anderson, who is long overdue. We just kept saying long overdue. Simon's great. So
I love his sense of humor.
Dry, super dry. Just stone faced at times, but you really get to know him. So Simon, the reason we honored him is he's responsible for the three fins set up on Surfwatch today, the thruster, if you will, which literally has changed. Most people surf on a thruster. Competitive surfing, other than a few quads here and there, is done on a thruster. And at the time in the late 70s, early 80s, that literally changed the game. And he's just, he gets the credit, but it's never gone much farther than that. He's long overdue for that. And a very nice man.
Yeah, and I think he would be a great stand-up comic. What do you think?
Yes,
so
he would.
Funny. So dry.
So funny. The only one that didn't make me cry, actually, because the speeches were so heartfelt. And it wasn't just the actual people that won.
Yeah,
it was the
presenters.
People that introduced them. It was like, especially, the Mick Fanning one was really,
Yeah,
it was,
definitely.
It was great.
Definitely. Unfortunately, we have to wrap up.
I spoke too long.
No,
sorry.
No. We could talk about this forever because it was really a special event in the world of special events, and I will never miss this event.
Oh, that's
if
sweet.
If I can help
it. Love to have you.
And wrapping up, Laura Buckle, what was your very favorite thing about the Waterman's Ball?
You know what? Really, really quickly, my very favorite thing was the love between everybody. What a great community. A great community. Just, I've always liked surfing, but I love it even more now. I love the fact that you just all are there for each other. And that was the big thing for me.
It's a big family. We call ourselves at times the tribe, and it very much feels like that. It's a great group of people to work with.
It was wonderful.
True that. I agree 100%. Very good. And what's real quick, what's up next for SEMA? What are you guys up to?
Oh, boy, we've got, we're going to be working on a half day or full day women's market day where we're going to bring in women from our industry, from the women's brands and speakers. We're partnering with a guy named Randy Hild, and he used to work for Roxy. He's now heading up a media group called Here With, all about the women's market. And so we're working on a big day for that. And
Laura
we've
and
got
I
hands
are raising
raised,
our
like
hands.
We're
like, all
we'd
over
like
that.
To be there. Media coverage, spa day, speakers, bloggers.
Oh, we're covering that.
Awful.
Excellent. Oh, yeah, exactly.
I don't want to come.
Excellent. Okay.
So that's next. And then we start planning for our Surf Summit event in Cabo. So never a dull moment.
Well, we'll have to talk about that another time.
Yeah,
I like
Cabo.
Cabo.
I'll be your date.
It's a rough trip.
Sean Smith from SEMA. And our friend Laura Buckle from Smashed Friday.
Everywhere.
Smashed Everywhere. Friday, what time is your show?
7 till 9.
7 till 9 on KX93.5.
It's a good one this week.
Jason didn't pipe in, but anyway.
What do I know about surfing? Do me a favor. Sounds great, though. I mean, people doing good things and protecting the environment and helping out people that are less fortunate. I'm up for that.
Yep, totally. Anyway, thank you both for being on my show. Check out the Caroline's Cause Corner Facebook page for photos of the Waterman's Ball. And if you have anybody that you'd like me to interview, let me know, and I will consider it. Thanks to my guests. And this is Caroline for Caroline's Cause Corner. Make it a giving day.
Yeah, and you know what? We never mention it. We just let it go by, but here's Alice Cooper.
Hey, this is Alice Cooper for Caroline's Cause Corner. Support your local charities and get involved. Until next time, make it a giving day.